Coach, I've only got one last question for you, and simply it would be, if you could start back over, what would you do differently or better?
That's a good question. Well, you know, I think I love the women's game. You know, I've really enjoyed that part of it. And, you know, I can't say I would change that for anything because I have had a lot of great experiences. But I do think that, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you're representing the people that, you know, you're working for and that you're surrounded by in the proper way. That's probably the best advice I can give anybody, is that, you know, you're doing those types of things and you're representing the people that you're working with and for in a proper manner. And because when it's all said and done, you know, that's really what's going to make and break, you know, your career. And the better job you do at what you're doing right at the moment and living in that moment is the most important thing that you can be doing. And if you do that well, then other people and maybe the people that are you're working with and for will give you more opportunity. If not, maybe somebody else is noticing and will give you a different opportunity. So that's probably my best advice. If I had to do things over, I don't know what I'd do differently, to be honest with you. I think, you know, just being a good person and you know, believing in what you're doing and you know, just, again, not focusing on what can happen, you know, if you do this or that, but just focusing on doing the best job you can at the moment, I think will carry you a long way.
Well, thank you for that. We really, really appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time of year, and for you to take the time away to be with us and to share some of your insights with our coaching community, again, is very much appreciated. So on behalf of all of us at PGC Basketball, thank you again, Coach Agler.
Thank you, Seth. And Lindsay, if you're still on, thank you very much.
She is. She's hearing you. Thanks so much, Coach.
Okay.
For all those who joined us, what we will be doing is later this week we'll post the audio from this call online, so you'll have it available if you wanted to go back and listen to some of the insights that Coach shared with us. It'll be there. Similarly, feel free to share it with others in your extended coaching team, in your network. You know, it's not often that we get access to coaches like Coach Agler. The experience he's had needs to be shared, and that's what we're trying to bring back to the game, is the sharing of insights. What I did want to wrap up with is just a few thoughts. You know, for those of you who have come to PGC and been a part of the PGC experience, you'll know that we love celebrations and wanted to, again, highlight our grads. We have got a number of you on the call. This past year, we had 51 grads in the 2011 NCAA tournaments. You know, highlighted by some great grads. Alex Tyus of Florida made it to Elite Eight with his team, and Ronald Norred, for those of you who follow the men's game, would have seen the Butler Bulldogs in the finals there. On the women's side, Natalie Novosel of Notre Dame and Bria Hartley of Connecticut, thrilled to have our grads represent us all the way through. And I know we get asked this question a lot and wanted to share it as well. If you are interested in learning about where our kids are playing, you've come through our program, hop online. We just created two infographics and posted it on our Facebook fan page, and you can see where our grads on the men's and on the women's side, where they went and how their teams did. Last and certainly not least, coaches, want to encourage you to attend a PGC course, learn how to become a better coach, learn how to make your players better, and learn how to win more games. PGC here is to serve. It starts with these online coaches clinics, but hands down, the best thing you can do is join us, spend time with the director, spend time with the other like-minded or greater-minded coaches that attend our session, and talk hoops. You know, sharpen the saw, as it was once said by one of the coaches on our online clinics. Also, you can refer your players. We would be honored and privileged to have the opportunity to work with your athletes. So hop online and send your kids to us. We've got a number of different courses that we'll be offering this summer at PGC more than just for point guards. Our courses serve athletes of all ages and stages and of all positions. So we'd love to have those your kids with us. We've got 77 sessions across USA and Canada. And at those sessions, the one thing you'll get out of a PGC experience, regardless of which course it is you'll learn in three different ways, both our coaches and our athletes. First thing is you'll get a chance to see it. At all our coaches, two or three times a day, we do video analysis. We'll break down actual game footage, and you'll have an opportunity to learn and discover all the little things that make an athlete stand out and to make good coaches so effective. The second way you'll get things at us is you'll hear it. At each of our sessions, we have classroom sessions where we have lectures on basketball, teaching players how to play intelligent basketball, tough-minded basketball, and be unruffable. So you get a chance to see it, you'll get a chance to hear it, and last and certainly not least, three times a day at all our sessions, I should say, we'll spend time on court. So it'll be 6 to 7 hours a day going through sessions. So again, by all means, we encourage you to join us. It's a lot of basketball, and it's a lot of basketball instruction. It's a lot of good teaching points. And so consider joining us. Again, my name is Sefu Bernard. You can find me online on Twitter at Sefu Bernard. And Lindsay's also online. She shares a lot of good basketball nuggets. And her Twitter handle is @LindsHoops. So by all means, give us your feedback. How do we improve our calls? How do we improve our sessions? More importantly, how can we better serve you as a basketball community to grow the game and improve skill development? We want to hear from you, so don't hesitate to let us know. Thanks again for joining us on this call. Our upcoming call will feature Dina Evans, the PGC owner, and we bumped her back to have Coach Aguilar on the call because of his time and availability, but stay tuned. We'll be sending out more information on when that call will be with Coach Dina Evans. I wouldn't miss that call. She's fantastic, and she's got a lot to share. So thanks for your time, coaches. Look forward to hearing from you and meeting you on our next call. Have a great evening.